Harper Audio presents The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar by Roald Dahl. Performed by David Suchet. Copyright 1945, 1947, 1952, 1977 by Roald Dahl. Production copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. Henry Sugar was 41 years old and unmarried. He was also wealthy. He was wealthy because he'd had a rich father who was now dead. He was unmarried because he was too selfish to share any of his money with a wife. He was 6 feet 2 inches tall, but he wasn't really as good-looking as he thought he was. He paid a great deal of attention to his clothes. He went to an expensive tailor for his suits, to a shirtmaker for his shirts, and to a bootmaker for his shoes. He used a costly aftershave on his face, and he kept his hands soft with a cream that contained turtle oil. His hairdresser trimmed his hair once every 10 days, and he always took a manicure at the same time. His upper front teeth had been capped at incredible expense because the originals had had a rather nasty yellowish tinge. A small mole had been removed from his left cheek by a plastic surgeon. He drove a Ferrari car that must have cost him about the same as a country cottage. He lived in London in the summer, but as soon as the first frosts appeared in October, he was off to the West Indies or the south of France, where he stayed with friends. All his friends were wealthy, from inherited money. Henry had never done a day's work in his life, and his personal motto, which he had invented himself, was this: "It is better to incur a mild rebuke than to perform an onerous task."